1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's Craig Barnwell, CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News Time is 8:23, Newsmaker 2 time here on a Tuesday. We're pleased to be joined here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line today by Carl Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center Director Daphne Mays.
Daphne, good morning.
Hey, Daphne.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great.
All right.
Well, yeah, we're pleased to have Dr. Mays on with us, the Outreach and Engagement Coordinator for the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. And I guess, Daphne, first we should say welcome back. You're familiar to this area, aren't you?
I am. I'm very, very happy to be back.
So where are you originally from?
I am from the area, like you said. I actually grew up in Americus, Kansas, moved to Emporia for a few years, and then went to high school and graduated from Hartford High School. So very familiar with the area, and my husband and I both lived around in the Emporia area and got our bachelor's in biology degrees at Emporia State University.
So you know the lay of the land around here.
Yes, very familiar with it. It's great to be home.
All right. So when you graduated from ESU with your bachelor of science in biology, where next educationally did it take you?
I did a really neat program through the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, and it combined Peace Corps service with getting a master's degree. And so I actually did Peace Corps in Zambia, which is a country in Africa, and spent just over 2 years there volunteering for a program that was linking income, food, and the environment, which taught beekeeping and various other types of natural resource conservation-focused activities to people there. And also, while I was there, worked on my master's degree, which focused on insect pollinators. And I just became so fascinated with pollinators that when I came back home to Kansas, I had to continue studying them. So I went to KU and continued my education there.
So this appointment here, this new position is essentially right up your alley here for the Prophet Center, is it not?
It is. I am so thankful and really honored to be part of this facility. It's got so many things that really are important to me, and I'm so excited to see where it goes. It's just such a great opportunity for our community.
Well, you're getting in on the ground floor. The ribbon has just been cut, and a lot of excitement on the Emporia State campus and beyond the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. And we're with, again, Dr. Daphne Mays, who is the new Outreach and Engagement Coordinator. Well, let's talk about what this is going to mean for Emporia State as far as maybe some educational opportunities hear from maybe beyond. I know that something that was popular in the past has been the annual biology summer camp, and I assume once they opened that up to get registered, it didn't take long to fill.
That's right. It's kind of continued that tradition. There's a lot of interest in hands-on learning opportunities, especially with science. And we have such a great department here in the biology department, faculty that have volunteered to help out each summer to give kids in our area an opportunity to do these hands-on learning activities. And so the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center is just an extension and a great place to be able to continue those traditions and expand on them. So yes, we're going to be having our summer biology camp in a couple weeks, and we get to take the kids out and do some insect collecting and learn about the ecosystems that surround us here in Kansas. So lots of fun activities planned for that week, lots of popular things like seining for fish and learning about the different types of fish that are here, and then also going out to the Ross Reservation and learning about prairie ecology and looking for birds and reptiles out there. So just a very exciting week of hands-on learning for kids here.
Indeed. And then you also have the Senior AmeriCorps group luncheon, which is coming up here. Talk about the kind of the when and for that, and then really why it's important to bring groups like AmeriCorps on board with what Emporia State has to offer.
Yeah, so, you know, I mentioned a little bit about the biology camp and you know, the PayRock is being a great resource for schools in our area, but it's also a unique space for engaging our community and beyond. And so, you know, learning continues beyond the classroom, and most people are naturally curious and enjoy learning new things. And I think this is especially true when it comes to our environment and natural resources. And so, for this opportunity, actually, it's for Senior AmeriCorps. So these are our area volunteers that are seniors and that work with the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. And so this group reached out to me to talk about pollinators because that's my background. And at the same time, they were wanting to celebrate their volunteers who have just made such a tremendous positive impact for our community. And so at the PayRock, we're going to be hosting their luncheon, and they're going to be learning about pollinators and celebrating the important work that they have done and that they continue to do in our community.
Well, that's how you outreach and engage now, isn't it, huh?
That's right.
That's exactly.
We work with all these, yes, we're excited to collaborate and work with people in our community that have, you know, similar interests and really try to find fun ways that we can work together.
Quickly, I'd like to go back to the annual biology summer camp, Daphne, if I could. I mentioned that it's been very popular in the past, and it fills up like immediately. Now, with the addition of the Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, did this open it up for more campers then? Can you have more kids? I know it's full, but were you able to offer this to more kids?
That's a really great thing that you're mentioning, because one of the important things that we're definitely going to be doing is expanding that very popular program. And so this summer is kind of unique because of, you know, COVID and things like that going on. Still, we're coming out of it, though. And so we anticipate in future years, certainly more opportunities, a shorter, if not no waiting list for our kids. So that, we'll definitely be developing more programs. So in the summertime, we do anticipate our facility being very busy with biology camps for kids of all ages.
And that kind of leads into maybe not so much on the student side, but on the teacher side, because you've got the Summer Science and Math Teacher Institute coming up.
That's right, yeah. And that's also a really great opportunity for Kansas educators that are participating in that program. And so we're going to be hosting these Kansas high school teachers have been paired with a faculty member at Emporia State University, and they are going to be working together to develop some project-based learning methods, and that they'll be able to come up with some activities that they can take back to their classrooms and have their students participate and you know, be actively involved in that whole process. And then those teachers will have the opportunity to come back here in the spring and present with their students the results of the research that they did.
Well, I'm assuming, Daphne, this is really just the tip of the iceberg of what could be coming up at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center. Would I be correct in saying that?
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the sky is the limit. We've got such a great resource here. I mean, we've got the outreach classroom that's equipped with a smart board. It's a beautiful classroom. If you haven't seen it yet, certainly, take time to come out here and visit. It's situated on King Lake, so it's really surrounded by so many beautiful, just natural resources. We've got the lake on one side and Campus Woods on the other, just across the way. And so, yeah, I think you're right. It's the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be lots of exciting things in the future.
We can't wait.
Boy, this is like fun.
I know. I will be excited to come back on here and talk more about all those things in the future.
Well, you
are. We'd love to.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime here, Daphne, and we appreciate your time. It was good to talk to you. Hopefully, we'll be able to meet in person soon here. But yeah, keep us abreast of activities happening out there.
I will do that.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. You
all
too.
Right, yeah.
Bye.
Welcome back, Dr. Daphne Mays, originally from the Hartford, Americus, and Emporia area, and is back in a new role as Outreach and Engagement Coordinator for the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center.
And it's going to be busy this summer.
Yeah,
then.
Not
wow.
Only that, but even down the road.
Yep.
I think Daphne will keep things hopping out there.
I agreed. So we're looking forward to more updates from Daphne Mays down the road. And did want to let you know that we've got another Newsmaker segment coming up, the Newsmaker 3. Clay Childs will be coming up after headlines. We've got a big American Legion fundraiser, which is on the schedule for June 12th, so we'll get the updates on that. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 segment at 8:20 has Terry Summey joining us, and we'll have more details on the return to the Sertoma Club's miniature train to the community schedule. That'll be 8:20 tomorrow here on KVOE.
The train is back.
Woo-hoo.
That is some good news there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people excited. I have a feeling that the miniature train will be quite busy, too.
Yeah, especially with the weather forecast starting to hold, especially this weekend. The rest of this week looks pretty good, aside from maybe a thunderstorm chance Wednesday afternoon. But any rain should be clear by the time it opens up Wednesday evening.
Okay, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th at CB Financial, 208-6777.
Moderna wants to get the words emergency use authorization taken off of its COVID vaccine. The drug maker has applied for full approval of its shot. Pfizer did the same thing a month ago. President Biden will travel to Tulsa today to visit the site of one of America's worst